Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
This is me.
This is me too. How are you?
I am awesome.
That's great.
I'm really, really awesome. Shia and I just got back from being on vacation in Argentina, and some of it was just super fun, and some of it was super, super challenging for me in that while I was away, my parents were moved from Oregon to Washington State. They moved out of my childhood home. My dad grew up there, so.
And he's 92.
So 80 years of being in that home, and I wasn't there for the move, and I found that challenging.
But what she discovered was that emotions can travel vast different distances, like from Oregon to Patagonia, and
so on the day I found it emotional about the move, I seemed to be in sync with my entire family, in particular with my mother. Not to blame her for it, but I actually find it very comforting and lovely in a way that I can be so connected to people, and they don't have to be in the same room, state, country, hemisphere. That we are all connected.
Yeah,
and this is me.
That's great.
And as I embrace it and enjoy it and allow it, life.
What a gift, huh?
Boy, it really is a gift.
You know, we so are in the condition of first world problems in our world.
Yeah.
Where if things don't go the way we think they ought to, upset normally follows, and we feel justified in being upset, which is fine, except that it ruins your day. We've discovered something.
What?
That listening will pull you into the current moment of your life. Not listening to see whether you already know what's being said or agree or disagree, but listening to hear what another person is saying, just to allow it in rather than pass it through your already knowledge bank of what you believe to be true. And if you can do that, it takes a little practice, but you get better at it. If you can do that, it will pull you right into the moment of your life, current moment, current time. This is it, enlightenment in an instant. It only takes an instant. All you have to do is get here. But we have been so conditioned and programmed to be future-oriented or blame our current state on past events that we miss the grandeur and magnificence of each moment of our life, because each moment is a unique experience if you're here for it. But most of us have been taught that it's okay to get upset when things don't go our way. And then we miss how magnificent it is to be me.
Mm-hmm. It's funny,
this is me.
You were talking about listening, Shia, and you said something to the effect of, it can be challenging at first, but you get better at it with practice. And it was fun to listen to you and actually watch your mouth form the words, and full disclosure, I just fell in love with you all over again.
Well, this is very good. I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's very good.
And I wasn't even wearing my gaucho hat.
I know. You know, when you say that listening pulls you into the moment, it also pulls you into your experience of the moment. And it has what populates your life be new, which Shia and I are coming to Hamburg, not this weekend, but the following week. We do the Freedom to Breathe and then a course called New Beginnings. And I realize that experience today of, as I listen to you, that everything is a new beginning.
It's all new if you're here for it.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting thing, because we talk about the same things over and over again. You know, we talk about living in the moment.
We talk about listening.
We talk about non-judgmental experiencing your life non-judgmentally, seeing things as they are rather than as you would have them. But each time they come out as a new creation. You know, we've been talking about this for 30 plus years
now. And we've been finishing each other's sentences for 30 plus years.
And always we have a different end word.
Yeah, it's very fun.
It is.
On Monday night Alive, our friend who's a professional actor and coach, he teaches at Atlantic Theater School in NYU, and he was talking about how, as one of the classes he teaches is improv, and standard improvisation classes, they teach you to say yes, yes and. So somebody says something and you say yes to their reality and you add to the reality. But he does not start his improvisation classes that way. He starts with listening. So yes, when we work with each other, it is very improvisational, but it is deeply, deeply rooted in this moment. And we invite you to join us
in this moment by listening.
And what's neat about that is you get to be you, not a watered down version of me or Shia or anybody else. You get to be you, and you are magnificent.
Absolutely.
We have a caller holding.
Let's take her.
Miss Greta, where are you calling us from today?
Hi, Ariel and Shia. How are you? I'm calling from New York City.
New York City, welcome.
Yes.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I love how you elaborate on creating new possibilities with the way you are in the moment. So I want to share an experience that happened to me recently.
Okay.
Not being in the moment. And how I caught not being in the moment, and I almost missed out on a fabulous opportunity. So a friend of mine, we went out, and we had dinner, and then we were going to go for drinks. And at first I said no. My mind was like, no, I have to get up early. I can't go for a drink. It was no, 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 no. And then I caught it, and I said yes. And we had the best time afterwards having drinks. We just had so much fun, and I would have missed had I not been aware of the no and was only future focused. So I want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I love what you just said, Greta, because, you see, unbeknownst to us, most of what that internal dialogue says is no. You see, it's a self-correcting system that was put in place by a two-year-old or thereabout when you were avoiding the domination of big people. See, they told you no, so if you said no before they told you no, then you seem to be in control.
Right.
But that system has gone unchecked and has become sophisticated.
What I love is that you now have space in your life. And what I mean by that is it used to be when you had that automatic no, I don't want to, you thought you, Greta, were saying no and that you, Greta, did not want to, rather than having that space to recognize the automaticity of the mind can spit out that reaction and it can have nothing to do with reality, your actual desires, and that you're treating it with a sense of humor is quite wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Where are you? You sound like you're
in New York. Sorry, I'm outside.
Hi.
Yeah, we just picked up some passerby's voices.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's all cool.
It's all good.
Yeah, we're truly in the moment right now with the passerbyers and just saying, like, listening to you. I didn't even hear them because I was listening to you. So it was almost like I was in a contained, I was self-contained because I was so in the moment with you that I didn't really realize the people who are passing by.
That's very interesting. When you get engaged in what's happening in your life in the current moment, everything else becomes background.
Yeah.
That being said, focusing down in a way that closes you down from your environment can from time to time be dangerous. So.
Right. And you don't have to focus down. If you get engaged, there's an automatic filter system that goes into play that eliminates the background noise so you can be with what's going on, but it isn't an effort to block it, because if you try to block it, it becomes louder.
Right.
Which is part of the fun a lot of time on Monday nights, where we the place where we meet at the Skyline Ballroom, generally we are at a place where we have the swimming pool next door, and if you include it, it just falls to background. If you fight it,
it's a lot of loud noise.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, kids screaming, things like that.
Yeah.
I was speaking with Ariel about you just a little bit before the show, because I remembered our greeting on Monday night, how effervescent and lovely you were. And I said, you know, Costa Rica really had a profound impact on Greta.
It did. Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's fun to see your face so animated. Like you have the ability to be delighted in real time. And not that you weren't before, but even your example, that self-editing mechanism probably cut off a lot of avenues for fun previously. And now that you know that's not you, it's just a no machine. You have a choice whether to go do something or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you, dear.
Yeah, that was fun. All right. You know who else just called in? I see from our engineer that Cheryl in Hong Kong just called. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shoya. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I think I'm good, but I must feel like this is the right time to be calling in. I've just had the broadband repairman leave, and I found myself going in and out of upset.
Another first world problem.
Right.
Your broadband isn't working.
But he left.
Is that why you're upset?
I'm so sorry.
Was he handsome?
We're just messing with you.
I think my connection is still a little bad.
You sound really good.
Yeah, you sound great. So your connection is great. Did you have a question for us?
Well, I guess, along the same lines, I feel like I've been having a week of just little incidences, and I feel like even though I was going in and out of, I could see when I was getting upset, and I could see that I had a choice, but then sometimes it still felt like I've had enough.
Had enough upset?
Had enough of what?
I have just things popping up unexpectedly, or I guess having to deal with them, and I could feel myself just the tension in my body just getting a little bit more, like more and more.
Hey, Cheryl. They call that life. Things popping up that you don't expect. See, you're not clairvoyant. You don't know how life is going to show up. But if you're with what's happening with you in current time, being there, being with it, you act appropriately. You handle things very well. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Good. Took you a while to notice it, but that's okay.
Okay. It's interesting how you say unexpected things come up and I have to deal with them. That's the piece
that causes the frustration or pain or upset, is the idea that these things are imposed upon you from outside.
I'll give you an example. Yesterday, although we got back from Argentina on Saturday, we actually got in, ended up unpacking everything, doing most of the laundry, getting everything all done in a day. Same on Sunday. Monday we worked in the city, and for whatever reason, yesterday was the day when either jet lag or tired hit. So I was pretty tired, and Shai and I were out and about New Jersey, and I said to him something to the effect of, I can't believe we still have to go shopping. So we didn't really have any food in the house. And if we were going to eat dinner, we had to go shopping before dinner in order to buy supplies so we could make it. And he looked at me and said, well, it doesn't have to be a have to be. It's not about having to go shopping. You can get to go shopping. And when I get tired from time to time, that part of me that is more likely to perceive my life as through a complaint lens gets activated. So it was really about stepping into making the trip to the grocery store as if it was my idea, which, by the way,
we had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun, and also driving there, I was listening to an audiobook, and by the time we got home, I was kind of sorry that we got there so soon, because I was enjoying the book. When you really just engage, it's a little bit like what Greta was talking about. If you recognize that the no, I don't want to is just a thought process.
And an automatic thought process.
I have to deal with this is an automatic complaint, not having to do with reality. It gives you license to engage full force.
Look, you know,
as though it's your idea.
Like late last night, just before we went to bed, I realized that we had all the dishes from dinner that needed to be cleaned and put away. And I just did it. And rather than complain about doing it while I was doing it, I did it like it was my idea. And it took almost no time to get it done. And, you know, woke up this morning to a clean kitchen. Life is that way. If you do what you need to do like it's your idea, that frees you from being the victim of your life. And what else will free me from being the victim of my life is going to a break. So can you come back from being a break from
with us after the break?
Cheryl?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
Good.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yep. Welcome back
to Being Here. Hey, but we've got some amazing courses coming up shortly where you can literally discover the moment, literally discover how to be in current time, you know, not as a do, but as a be, like being here, you know.
Get some me time.
Right, some me time.
We're going to Hamburg in about 10 days. Tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, we'll be there for the Freedom to Breathe course.
And that's on the 11th. And then on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, we do a course called New Beginnings. So, like, you see, what's really wild is each moment is a new beginning if you're here for it. And for the most part, we think we missed the boat on the next moment. You know, we forget. We think that if it isn't going the way we think it ought to, then it's wrong. But reality shows up with everything showing up newly in each moment if you're here for it.
It's funny. You used lots of operative words there.
I did?
What's our operative? Think. And then there's reality.
Right.
You know, you think you've missed it. You think it's not right. You think you whatever.
But that's perfect because your thoughts are so pervasive as though they are reality.
And then there's reality.
Yes.
So much more fun to access reality.
Yes. Things are so much more three-dimensional and colorful. Right.
Also, we're going to be in New York City early May for Transformational Time and Project Management. I have to say, I'm very impressed with this course.
Why is that?
Well, a lot of people have already registered.
Yes.
And they've filled out the online questionnaire, which, by the way, is notably easy, but it starts the process of looking at your projects in a transformational way. And even people we've never met before have registered, have now filled it out completely with their projects, silly projects, things they have interest in. It's very fun. It's going to be a great course. Also, you are invited.
And then again, there's Magic in Relationships coming to New York City on June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Ariel and I have been together for approximately 36 years, 9 months. And
you know, I found brochures of ours from 1981.
And we were so young.
It couldn't have been 81. Was it 91? Sorry, 91. And then ones from earlier than that, like in the 80s. It was really fun to see them. Our hairs have changed.
Our hairs have gotten lighter, actually.
By the way, if you are joining us.
Gray is a color.
Gray is a color. I love my gray highlights. Costa Rica 2020, it's an immersion course in listening and communication and leadership and well-being. There are spaces available. The early registration discount is a little less than 3 weeks away. If you're going to come register.
Save yourself a bunch of money.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You can come for 1 week. You can come for 2 weeks. It's in January when it's cold in the Northern Hemisphere.
It may still be cold next year in the Northern Hemisphere, even with climate change, even though it's a hoax.
Yeah, if you want excellence, I'm not going there. Excellence in every aspect of your life. Join us for a seminar. You can find out more and register
on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Did your broadband allow you to get all that, Cheryl?
Well, funny that you mentioned that because it's not fully working at the moment. I still need to buy another something cable or something to connect to make it Wi-Fi. But I caught it on my phone.
Hey, that's great.
We've heard that you moved heaven and earth, so to speak, to come from Hong Kong into
Hamburg for this weekend coming up.
And for the Freedom to Breathe.
Congratulations.
We're very excited you're coming.
Yes, we are.
Yes, I just decided, I guess over the weekend or possibly even Monday, but it's something I could feel that I really wanted, and I was seeing that they were, being unreasonable and finding reasons I couldn't go, but then I could feel the real pull and
Cheryl,
I found a way to make it happen.
Cheryl, awesome. I admire your courage. I admire your willingness to follow your intuition and your truth. I just find that it's excellent when a person goes past their reasonable nature to go for what they really want. And so I'm in admiration.
It was also fun, too, because a lot of people listening to the show, whether they're listening to it live today or in the archives years down the road, I'm assuming there will be years down the road, that they may have an interest in one of our upcoming seminars.
And they may live in Brooklyn and they think, it's too far.
Or they may think, I don't know, it's coming up in a week, I don't know. And here you are telling us that you realized over the weekend that you had a genuine pull. And you worked out the details of working and your business and your life to be able to come in less than 2 weeks' time.
I mean, but from,
very impressive.
But from Hong Kong to Hamburg
is not like the Bronx to New York City.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, so did you have a question for us before we, or anything else you want to talk about?
Well, maybe just kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, just these things that have been popping up, and how I noticed a lot of, or felt it really today when the broadband was being connected. But, and I really heard what you guys said, and I could feel myself breathing into it and feeling more relaxed with what you said. But then I realized that I put a lot of pressure on myself, like I should have done this already, or you know, there's still one more thing to do, and I feel like I put pressure on myself.
Well, slow down for a second. Let me talk to you about the principles of transformation. There are three of them, principles of instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist persists and takes longer. The second one is you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life.
And that includes activities that you have. You couldn't have done them a moment before you did. You couldn't have had the broadband guy in a moment before he was.
That was my point, that you could only have done what you did up until this moment, and you couldn't have done any of it differently, even though your mind, that noisy complaining thing in your head, thinks you could have. Or tells you you should have. And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself in an instant.
So if you take a look at, or if you were already connected and listening when Greta was talking, somebody invited her to go somewhere and she had that automatic, no, I can't. I have to get up early. I don't want to. I can't. When she saw that without judging, then she had
freedom of choice.
And so it may be sometimes when it says, no, that's something you should listen to. And other times it's just a voice. But when you're here, you actually have in an instant freedom. And I'll tell you one of the things, because I know you, what I feel is happening with you. You've worked for a long time for a succession of companies working very well with jobs and activities. But you've also launched your own business more recently. And it reminds me a bit of when somebody gets married or they get a child or they get their first home or they, when you have that milestone, often what clicks in is your idea of what a good homeowner, a spouse,
business owner
looks like. So your pressure on yourself, it also includes you living up to internalized standards that have nothing to do with reality.
I may not apply to you at all.
So, you know, when you...
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I can, as you're saying that, I can... visualize myself living up to a sense of perfection that is sometimes not really achievable or.
We had a fellow who came last night who immigrated from China on Monday night on China, and he was impressing upon us or trying to impress upon us that if you're a good person, you go for excellence that is unachievable. And I think that is part of the culture you're currently living in, is that excellence means striving for the unachievable and keeping yourself pretty constantly unhappy with yourself. There is the possibility that you allow yourself to be content where you are as a blossoming point for activity, as opposed to driving yourself forward by being unhappy.
You know, there was a saying when I was a kid, spare the rod and spoil the child, which meant you had to beat children to get them to behave. And I have found just the opposite is true. If you're kind to yourself, you're more productive than you are when you beat yourself in your thoughts.
You know, here's the other thing, Cheryl. You had this impulse, this draw to come to Hamburg. So this is rather a metaphor. And you managed to work it out with the company you work for, with your own company, with your finances, making the plans, and handling all the details to have that happen in a very short order. And your ideas of where you should be in your business by now as a good business owner then falls down between you and your experience of your brilliance, because you're not living up to some strange standard that's not livable to.
Well, that was put together by a child. See, a lot of the standards that we hold as truths were put together by us as children when our minds were not fully formed. And so beliefs we have of good and bad and right and wrong dominate our lives rather than stopping for a moment and looking and seeing what's appropriate for me. This is me, you know? Mm. So what's appropriate for me in this moment? Not what somebody else has told you is appropriate, but, you know, you are capable of looking and seeing what your truth is.
You know, and some people really love driving themselves forward. It is not my way. I'm not interested in manipulating people into our courses.
Well,
other people are.
That is true. That is true. But I think you do drive yourself more than you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's natural expression rather than
yes,
an idea that if I don't do that, we will fail.
Yes.
And that used to be for me, that if I didn't drive myself, that's part of how I can recognize it in Cheryl so easily.
Yes.
Is that I did have the models of other people that I wasn't living up to, or ghosts of other people that I wasn't living up to.
Yep. Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. I feel so much better. Thank you.
Excellent. Great. Have fun.
Yeah. And we'll see you in about a week. Okay.
Yes. And I also made a payment towards Costa Rica. So I'm very excited for that too.
Oh, excellent.
Woohoo.
We'll have fun.
All right. Yay. See you a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Bye.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's take our friend Micah, who's been patiently waiting. Hi, Micah.
Hi, Ellen. Chaya. Micah speaking. Can you hear me?
We can.
Where are you?
I'm in Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf.
Yeah.
All right, and that's in Germany.
That's in Germany. Yeah, and it's in the west part of Germany.
In the west part of Germany.
You know, it's funny as you say that, Chaya, because we have so many people who listen from all over the world, and they actually may not have a clue where Düsseldorf is.
Exactly. That's why I said it.
I love it.
You know, we assume through what we already know that everybody knows what we know. But it is very possible that people don't know where Düsseldorf is.
So, what can we do for you, lovely?
I was very touched when I saw the topic of today, This Is Me. I think at the moment it's one of my favorite songs. And when inspired by a friend of mine, Michael from New York, who's a singing teacher, I took singing lessons starting, I think, a year ago.
Nice.
And I picked this song And I said to my singing teacher, I would love to learn or start singing this song. And then after, I think, two lessons, I said to her, oh, no, this song is too big for me, or I cannot deliver it properly. And when I now listened to the show, I can see that I see myself always, I have to deliver properly, just doing something for fun or without the expectation that it's perfect. I don't know, this is not part of what I'm allowing myself.
Right. Well, that's part of your cultural download, my dear.
Well, you know, that's one of the fun things, too. If you have a teacher, you're allowed, your permission is to express yourself so fully that you make funky notes. And then you discover how to make the notes you want to make. I think it's lovely if you allow yourself the ability to play in concert with your teacher. So who knows, maybe it's allowable now for you to be big and bold and learn and be This Is Me.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing too, Micah, is I am really clear you're not looking for a career in music. So if you're not looking to have fun while taking music lessons, I think you might be going down the wrong direction.
Yeah, but the right direction right now is that we take a break. So can you come back with us after the break and we'll continue the conversation?
I would love to.
Excellent.
You would love to too.
So come on back.
And join Micah.
And don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we want to thank our listeners all over the world, especially in a a town in France that's spelled M-E-U-D-O-N, and we don't know how to pronounce it.
We've been having so much fun on the break. We've been asking. We don't speak French, so please excuse us if we massacre how to say it, but Moudon, France. That's okay. Our best guess.
Okay. We also want to say hi to the people and thank the people who listen from Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey.
Oldenburg, Germany.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Moscow, Russia.
Portage, Indiana.
Ashburn, Virginia.
And Basel, Switzerland.
And while we're at it.
We have a lot of friends in Basel, Switzerland.
We do.
Hi, Andrea.
Yeah. shout out to our friend Holly, who had successful brain surgery on Monday and is home already. I am so impressed. And Eric, you are an amazing support. We love you both. And, you know, this is me. We are so happy you are both you. By the way, if you want your podcast made easy, you can subscribe to Being Here on your favorite podcast app. So while you're there, why not leave a rating or a review? It helps other people find the show. Maybe the person in Moudon, France found it that way.
I bet you got it right.
That was my best friend Jackson.
Well, thank you.
I'm pretending I'm Isabelle.
Yes, you sound like her.
Yes, I'm channeling my inner Isabelle. Okay, we are speaking to the lovely Micah.
In
Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf.
Yeah.
And that's in Germany.
Germany.
Yes.
Did you have a question for us, lovely?
No, I don't have another question, but I can see how much I'm judging myself when I don't know the correct answer. And
okay. Let me
stop
you there.
I'm not only playful. That's also what I love.
Let me stop you there.
You too.
Oh, you can't stop you there.
She can't hear you. It's probably one of those.
Okay, so here's the thing. You said something right up front that gives me the answer for you. See, you notice yourself being hard on yourself. Yes?
Yes.
But then you think you shouldn't be. So that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. If you notice that you're being hard on yourself and you just notice it without resisting it and without wishing to be different than that, it can complete itself in an instant. But if you disagree with that, think you ought to be different, that keeps you stuck in the same behavior patterns.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool.
You know, the other thing, I'm imagining you learned to speak German first. I learned to speak English.
And I learned to speak New York.
And along with language comes a download about how to approach life. So you say you are currently finding yourself hard on yourself when you don't know things or don't know how to do things or don't know how to do them with perfection, whatever. When you were a child and you were absorbing language and in that absorption phase, if you didn't know how to say a word, you just didn't know how to say it or how to do it. Shai and I cannot be responsible for not knowing how to pronounce the name of that city or town in France, or not even knowing where it is. If I don't know it, it's not a shortcoming, it's a fact. But we've been trained to perceive the things we don't know as somehow a downfall on our part. If you start embracing that there are things you don't know, life gets really exciting because it opens up your ability to be curious.
That's very cool. Very cool. I really like that. Makes me smiling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in and so generously sharing yourself and your questions with people today. And even that Düsseldorf is in Germany.
Thanks a lot, and see you next week in Hamburg, Germany.
Yes, dear.
Excellent. We're looking forward to it. Excellent. All right. We have one last caller on. Her name is Corrine. Welcome to the show, Corrine.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hello.
We are awesome. I could speak for both.
I happen to have a pain in my neck, but other than that, I'm great.
Just as long as the pain in the neck is me.
No. Well, but I have an idea that after the show's over, you'll put an elbow in my shoulder and fix my neck.
I will.
Okay.
What can we do for you now that you...
The elbow and the shoulder sounds really good.
I am
so glad to be calling in, and I wanted to tell you I love listening to these shows. My question revolves around my health, because I've had a bronchitis, and I'm on my fourth week. I'm expecting I'm better, so every day I wake up with the attitude, today's the day I'm back to normal, and then a couple hours later I'm not, and I get frustrated and I cough more.
Yeah, but that's you just saying no to the way things are.
Wherever you are is what's normal. When you say I'm back to normal, that's you resisting
being the way you are, thinking you ought to be different than you ought to be okay.
It's interesting.
And coughing at me is not going to stop me from telling you the truth.
In fact, it gives us more license, because then you're busy, you can't talk. We have a friend who has a chronic illness, and she's been very low energy, and she was meeting this illness in a similar way as to how you're describing. And one of the things that we spoke with her about was to let go of trying to work to her capacity, but to work at 50% her capacity. And that what that did was, instead of working until she stressed her body, she allowed herself to have energy to heal. And
one of the things is
you don't want what you have. So you're trying to override your body. That's why after 2 hours you run out of steam, instead of allowing yourself
to take a break
before you run out of steam.
Yeah, that's very true. That's so accurate. It feels good hearing, even having you say that.
You know, one other thing about this bronchitis thing, it may be totally unrelated to you, but I had bronchitis pretty much every year from the age of 17. I would get these things where I would have the whole coughing thing going on for at least 6 weeks at a time every year, sometimes twice a year, and it would usually require
massive antibiotics
and codeine cough syrup to control it. And then I found our doctor, Dr. John Salerno, who does not take insurance, and it required me being willing to invest in me to be curious and investigate an alternative. And it turned out for me that it was absolutely thyroid and hormonally related.
And heavy metals as well.
Once we detoxed and balanced those things, I'm probably in my third year now, maybe four, where I've not had any bronchitis for the first time in my adult life. And next week I turned 61. So,
wow.
Part of it, too, is whether or not you deem yourself worth the investment. And I find that I have all the reasons not to, but at this time I've discovered how to override that.
That reasonable nature of our minds that say, oh, I can't spend that money on myself.
Right.
I'm not worth it.
And what's,
you know, look, all you got in this lifetime is you, really.
You know, they always have that trite saying, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything else. Well, there are plenty of people who have compromised health who are living quite a lovely life. But if there's the potential to decompromise so that you have robust health, I would personally grab it with both hands.
Yeah.
And you're worth it.
She's like, I'll cough to that.
Yeah, I'll cough to that. No, that's a great idea. Thank you. And that is something
There's another thing, Corrine. It's called rest.
It's not a sin to rest.
It's not a sin for you to take a break, take a nap, give yourself time for your body to recuperate.
You know, the other thing that we said to our friend that had her stop driving herself forward, we said, your husband wants his playmate back. And I know you have a book launch coming. You have lots of important things. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if your husband would really enjoy having his playmate back. So if you're not going to do it for you, you may want to do it for him.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. I really appreciate that. Even just hearing both of your voices is really great. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. You know, it's nice Monday, because you came to Monday Night Alive, to see when you just allowed yourself to listen, how your color became healthier, you became more relaxed. That drive to get somewhere is counterproductive to your health.
Right. I agree.
I saw the difference. I sat down in the chair at your seminar on Monday night, and I realized how much I had been pushing and moving forward, and just to sit and relax and be with everybody was delightful. So
you say pushing and moving forward.
As
if there's some forward to get to.
And as if moving forward requires pushing.
And if moving forward is better than being where you are.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the things that I've really discovered for myself, Corrine, is that when I allow myself to rest when I'm tired, everything gets done beautifully. And even as Shai was talking about doing the dishes last night prior to going to bed, for him, that was a restful pursuit. Rest was going to be easier. And we were very, very tired last night. We went to bed early, and I ended up waking up at 5:30, raring to go. We ended up going back to sleep for a while. But still, there's the possibility, if you let yourself be, everything gets easy.
Yeah, I love that. Great.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling in today. And
thanks for everything
you do to support people in calling into this show as well.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you both. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
All right.
So,
if you're enjoying this show, share it with others.
Right.
You know, transformation really grows as you give it away. And again, if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. You can get more details. You can register for our online newsletter at transformationmadeeasy.com. We'll be back next week, and next week's show is all about magic in relationships. We have that.
Yes. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here. Being.
Yeah, being. Being here is redundant. Just
being.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.